What is the word, y'all? This is Devontae's Reaper Training. Y'all now tuned into the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And I appreciate y'all for joining me today, man. Y'all know me. I get a lot of my ideas from this, from social media and current events. And today we're talking about something that I find is very, very important and something that is, means a lot to me. And that is honor. And the motivation for this podcast is gonna. If y'all paying attention to anything, y'all probably heard about the whole YSL Rico case and everything like that, and Gunna snitching. And really, this is like the second or third incident with somebody telling and shit like that. Like, it happens a lot. Everybody got all types of paperwork and shit like that. A lot of these rappers. And I see people bring up a lot. They'll say, you know, if you're not in the streets, you shouldn't speak on it. And niggas who ain't street niggas is talking about. And I wanna say this, right? Honor is something that transcends social class. Honor transcends just races. Honor transcends a lot of things. Honor is bigger than, because a lot of times people look at people telling, they think of it strictly as like a street thing. That's because they get a lot of shit confused, right? Now, when I look at a Gunna, when I look at a 6ix9ine, when I look at a lot of these dudes, I look at dudes who have no sense of honor. And I want to explain that, why I think that. You see, as a man, bro, you really don't have much else in this world besides your honor. I think it was Scarface when he was like, I think he said it was his word and something else. Oh, his word and his balls, he doesn't break it for anybody. So no, it wasn't that. But a part of that has to come from a sense of honor, a sense of respect, a sense of, you know, you say something or you do something, you stand on that. And what my problem is with a lot of these rappers, just people in general, is that you get individuals, bro, who go out there and do all types of shit, bro. Just do all types of heinous, foul shit. And when it's time to pay for their transgressions and pay for their bullshit and pay for the decision they made, because niggas ain't make them go out there and do nothing. Nobody made you do anything. And when it's time for you to pay for what you did, you go and turn your back on people who you laughed with, who you ate with, who you cried with, who you bled with, who protected you, who you protected. You know their families, you know the people around them. And whether you a street dude or not, and I'm not a street dude, you know what I mean? Like, I talk about on this podcast a lot, my things I've been through and stuff like that, but I've been not grateful. I basically, when I was growing up, bro, football had my full attention. I stayed out the way. I was, you know, like any teenager, you try to gangbang, you try to do a few things, but I never really got in the streets. But one thing that I've always held near and dear to me, and this was instilled for me from the people around me and my homies and shit like that, was just you stand on what the fuck you do, you stand on what the fuck you say. You nothing if you're not a man of your word. And that's a fact. And, you know, for people to be so comfortable with just turning their back on individuals who would have died for you. Right? Now, this is different. Like, if Gunna was just a aspiring rapper who ended up on a label, who ain't had nothing to do with nothing, and these motherfuckers got him caught up, and he was like, whoa, 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 like, what the fuck? Alright, whatever. The fact that you involved, you out there, you stand, you making these crazy violent raps, and for those of you who's like, Gunna doesn't make violent raps, listen, like, I don't call her, what's that line he had in the Roddy Ricch song? I know cold-hearted demons that can smell your flesh. Run up on a pussy nigga, shoot him dead in his chest. That ain't no, those ain't the lines of a civilian. So when I see that, I just think, I'm like, man, there's no honor in that. And the reason why I made this podcast is because, you know, people are so understanding of it. People are so just, oh yeah, you know, he did what he did, whatever. He ain't telling me. But there's something to be said. There's something to be said for you not wanting to interact with people who don't have any sense of honor. I've said it a bunch of times, and I'll say it another 100,000 times. I don't keep bitch-ass niggas around me who ain't got no sense of loyalty. I don't keep bitch-ass niggas around me who lie, who are conniving, who are just little slime ball, spineless little bitches. I don't keep people around like that around me. And you can always tell because these motherfuckers, they gonna say one thing to you and flip or try to sell. Like, just little goofy shit. And I keep people like that from around me because I don't respect a man like that. I don't respect no man who does no goofy shit like that. I don't respect men who gossip. I don't respect men who do any type of goofy shit like that. And when I see people be so accepting of it, that to me, that's that you co-sign that. That means you do the same goofy shit. You know what's so funny? There was an individual. I'm not gonna say his name or anything like that, but it was a dude I was around about 4 or 5 years ago. I think like 5 years ago. Who was just everything I just listed, just lying, stirring the pot, gossiping, little bitch. Like, he just was a goofy motherfucker. Like, we never really interacted, but I kept him around, from around me, because I knew how he was. And I remember I had like a friend who was trying to be cool with him, who knew why he was, but was still trying to. And I remember I separated myself from him too, because I was like, bro, if you willing to stand by a motherfucker who you know not solid, what the fuck does that say about you? I want y'all to think about that. If you see somebody who's willing to stand by somebody who's not solid, who's not official, who's not a man of his word, a man of honor, what does that say about them? And I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. Every motherfucker who I know that defended 6ix9ine has done some wacky, goofy shit. Facts. I don't know not one motherfucker who
yeah, 6ix9ine and hit his baby moms and you know what?
I don't know not one of them niggas who wasn't goofies. Honor is something, bro, that you really. And what it is now, bro, and like I said, the world's trying to make men some fucking Care Bears. That's what they trying to make it some bitch-ass Care Bears. And we're all in this together. Let's hug and skip and skedaddle all down the street. That goofy shit, bro. They trying to make us some bitches. And it's working. And what it is because back in the day, if you wasn't a man of your word, you wasn't a man of honor, if you was running around running your fucking mouth about other people like you was a gossiping little girl, or niggas would slap the shit out you. It was a problem. It wasn't no, you could just go out there and do shit. People who was snitching and turning on their friends and shit was dying. And now you don't have to have honor. Now you don't have to have self-respect. Now you don't have to carry yourself in a certain light. And we're standing by that shit. And now you see what it's creating. You creating some bitch-ass people, bro. So, you know, I like, when I was thinking about it, I was just like, man, bro, like, in honor, and I want to break down what honor is, too, because honor, I think some people misconstrue what that is. Honor has nothing to do with pride. I mean, well, I won't say nothing to do. It has a little bit to do with pride, but what honor is basically your individual who stands on your actions, who stands on your principles. I'm going to give you a case in point. It's an honorable thing for a man to die for his family. Somebody breaks into your house middle of the night with a gun or a knife or whatever the case may be, and instead of you turning and running like a bitch, or you stand on business because you know that your daughter or your son or your wife is out here, and they're helpless. What the fuck you gonna do? You stand on business. You whether you die or not, you stand on business for them. That's honorable. How many motherfuckers you know that wouldn't even stand to defend their fucking wife or child? I made that video about the self-defense thing. And if y'all listen to that, you know, I was a little passionate about it. But the reason why is because I just, every day, bro, you see another example of just dudes being bitches. I saw one other day, the dude, a motherfucker broke into his house with a knife, poked him a couple times. He ran out the house. The dude was standing over his girl, stabbing her. This nigga ran. How you leave your wife in the crib, bro? How you do that, bro? Now, I'm an individual. I'm not gonna lie. I sleep with my gun right next to me every night on my little nightstand. But even if I left that, let's say I left my gun in the bathroom or in the kitchen, wherever the fuck I was that day. Now, if y'all remember what I said you should know how to use your hands. You should know martial arts, because you'll never know when you don't have a weapon. If that man knew some type of martial art, he could have snapped that motherfucker's arm in half and killed that bitch. But instead, he ran out. I can't believe it. Help! And his wife getting poked up. How'd that go? But you know what that is? That's essentially you not prioritizing. I mean, it's also self-defense, but it's also honor. Because let me tell you something. A man of honor, an honorable man, even if he had no, he could have never been in a fight in his life. He could have never been in a fight in his life, have no type of formal training, nothing. But because that's his wife in that room, or his family, or whoever the case may be, he's going to stand right there. And if he dies, he dies. At least he died trying to defend his people. You get these motherfuckers, they don't want to do nothing. And it's crazy to me. But you know what's so wild? I notice a lot of people, they'll see, people will prioritize shit that doesn't matter. You see what I'm saying? Dudes that have run out the fucking room and someone came and attacked their girl or their wife or their kids or whoever the fuck. These are the motherfuckers. You're supposed to walk on the outside of the street when you're walking with a female. You're not even dating that bitch. She over there getting, you don't know what the fuck she doing when you not with her. And you over, I gotta walk on the other side of the street, but let her fucking get attacked. Your goofy ass pulling your phone. I gotta call somebody. You wait here. I'm gonna go get some help. That nigga doing a rape. You wait here. I'm gonna pull off and get some help. Just stay where you are. Running for your fucking life, gang. Y'all gotta, yeah, like, honor, man. It's ridiculous. And I'm like, when you look at a motherfucker like Gunna, when you look at a motherfucker like 6ix9ine, you think he'll stand on business for his family? 6ix9ine already, I think he did the race when his people got attacked. But you think these are people, this is what the fuck happens. When you don't have no morals, when you don't have no honor, when you don't have no code. One of my favorite shows ever is The Wire, and one of the best lines I heard from one of the main characters, Omar, is a man has to have a code. That's a fact. A man has to have a code, bro. He has to. If you don't stand for something, what the fuck? What is the point of you being here? We are not here to snivel up and sit in a fucking cubicle and act like bitches for the rest of our lives. We're not. I know you've been sold that dream. I know you. I'm not talking about you in specific, you know what I mean, whoever's listening to this. But there's a lot of motherfuckers right now who's like, well, that's all I want to do. I just want to kind of sit here and
No, type on my computer. Why do I have to be attacked?
No, bro. No, bro. Like, that's not... You're here to provide and protect, gang. Whatever social media tells you, whatever the social structure, whatever. Look, feminists are going to tell you opposite. Let me tell you something. When shit get haywire, niggas are getting popped, guess what they looking for? You. Let's keep it a buck. They not looking for, look, that feminism shit, that it hits. It, you know what? The feminism thing is good for when everything's peaceful. When did you notice that shit took over? When everything got super cool and calm, collective? Shit go haywire, niggas getting popped, people getting killed. What the fuck you think happens in war? And when war comes off, women and children is getting attacked. Getting sexually assaulted. You know who they want at that point? They want a motherfucker who's gonna stand on business to protect everybody. But if all the dudes that's supposed to be protecting people is what the fuck? Who's gonna stand on business? Don't let this social reform shit, when it's peaceful outside, make you a bitch. Don't let that happen. Don't let the social norms are changing. No, man, fuck that shit, bro. Don't let that shit make you a hoe. You still need to be honorable. You still need to be deadly, and you still need to be a fucking man and stand on business. So I don't co-sign what the fuck Gunna did. I don't co-sign what the fuck 6ix9ine did. And no, you don't have to be a street nigga to think that's some goofy shit. Because at the end of the day, these are people who you ate with, who you bled with, who you cried with, who you shared memories with, who you sat by and told them that you was going to stand on business and all this other shit. And everything was cool when you were blowing up off the fact that y'all had a reputation, and now that everything's getting sour. And this is what I be talking about when I say I don't trust motherfuckers. Because everybody is a stand-up individual when shit is cool. Everybody's a cool, calm, truthful, loving individual when everything is nice and easy and smooth. But when shit get a little haywire, when things get a little rough, when you know, you start feeling that fucking heat, that pressure of life, then you start to find out, damn, who's really rocking with me? Who's really a stand-up motherfucker? Who's really a stand-up individual? Who really is willing to go through all the motions? But again, this is why I made this podcast, because I want to, every podcast I made, and like I want to say this, what I said before, that's not me saying that, like, I don't know if I spoke on feminism in full before, but I don't hate feminism. I don't hate feminists. You know what I mean? I don't really hate anybody. But what I'm saying is that don't allow this new world that we live in or new world they're trying to create, don't allow that to make you think that honor, respect, and being a fucking dangerous, capable human being is not worth it. Because it's important. You don't know it's important until it comes. So you got these that's when you get these motherfuckers like this, that these little fucking slimy, conniving, disloyal fucking. And you know what? It's like, it's accepted. Being a weak little cowardice bitch is accepted. And that should never be the case. That should never be something that we should be co-signing and accepting in this world. I don't believe in that, bro. So I just had to speak on that, man. Cause I just, sometimes you see these things and you see this, how these motherfuckers act, bro, and you just like, I don't be understanding it. I really don't. Because at some day, bro, like, what are you in this world without your honor? What else do you have? You don't own much of anything else. You have your body, you have your honor. Motherfuckers don't want neither. Motherfuckers don't go to the gym, they don't eat right, and they don't have no fucking honor about them. What the fuck do they have? And these the same motherfuckers whining and crying and bitching about, I'm a slave to my job. You're a slave to your fucking mentality, bitch. You don't take care of yourself. You don't stand on nothing. You don't have no type of sense of loyalty, honor, nothing. Self-respect, no fucking pride. You bitching. You on these fucking apps whining on these fucking girls' posts. She's a four. Why doesn't anyone love me? Every time I go on fucking TikTok, there's a bitch nigga in the fucking comments. What am I doing wrong? The fuck is up with y'all, gang? Enough of this shit, bro. Like, I just, like, just seeing more and more of this. Every nigga in the fucking... Yeah, I would have snitched too. 40 years. And your bitch ass was out there with him. I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. When the fuck was it cool to be what y'all watch Rick and Morty? What was that shit when Beth thought about what she thought of what Jerry was, but he was like a little slimy little slivering thing. When the fuck was it cool to be that? The niggas is just accepting it. That's what I am. I'm a little fucking snail, little bitch niggas. Stop that shit, bro. And I gotta stop, like I said, bro, I be trying not to make my podcast so condescending, but it's ridiculous, bro. It's ridiculous. This cannot be where we are in society now, bro. So no, what they did was goofy. But I don't give a fuck what the consequence. You was out there. You did it. You helped. You was participating. Now you're talking about something. I just don't be understanding, bro. What's the example? If you was that scared of the situation, if you knew you didn't have it in you, then you should stay your fucking ass in the house. You should stay your bitch ass in the crib. Let me tell you something. I knew from an early age. I think I put it in my book. I said there was a teacher that I was talking to. I had just got into a fight in middle school. I kicked somebody in their face with, I think I had steel toe boots on at the time. I kicked them in their shit. I didn't catch him with the steel toe part. I caught him with my shin. Kicked him right in his fucking head. He come holler at me. He like, yo. He tells me a story about how his friend accidentally killed somebody in a street fight. Did 25, 30 years. I said, I knew back then I didn't want to do no 25 years. I knew back then. I was like, what? I was still getting into shit, but I definitely ain't. I mean, I wasn't out there like that. You know why? Because I knew I didn't want to do that time. Because I understood even back then as a fucking 12, 13-year-old little boy that I didn't want to do no 30 years in fucking jail. So you got a grown fucking man out here doing dumb shit and then the shit come around. I didn't know he was doing all that. You nigga, you knew what the fuck was going on. You not a fucking kid. So yeah, man, I just had to touch on that, bro. Enough of this, bro. We need to have some type of honor out here, bro. Honor is the only thing that you have in this world, bro. Honoring your body, that's it. That's all you got as a man. Stand on that shit. But yeah, man. It's Devontae's Reaper training, man. We don't chase dreams, we hunt goals. Fuck the hoes. Not the hoes, like the fuck the little soft shit. Fuck them niggas. If you ain't stand on business, stay the fuck around me. That's all I got to say. Y'all be easy, man. Tune in next time.